Spurs are gone, but there's still some £8 tickets, so snap them up on lakota.co.uk and let's get mad.
Yes, indeed, this is Kinsman, and we are live and direct here on the Article Show. Here it is.
Hi, this is Gertie, and you're back in the studio with the Article team and two special guests this evening. So we've got Lorraine Blumenthal and Hibak Jama. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
And we also have Rob here.
I wonder why you only said two special guests.
Well, I mean, you're always here, Rob. Come on. No, you are looking hurt, but...
I was.
So we're here to discuss a very special topic, which is a film Lorraine and Rob have been working on. So... what's the film called and what's it about? Let us know.
The film is called, it's a documentary film, not a fiction film, documentary, and it's called The Mayor's Race. And it's about mainly Marvin Rees, who's the main protagonist, and his journey of starting to get into politics and up to the moment where he actually becomes the mayor of Bristol. And it also looks at the city, so it's a the storyline of Marvin, and then alongside it's a portrait of Bristol civil rights in the 80s and to today.
Oh, sounds really cool. How far along is the film? Like, is it finished?
No, unfortunately not. We're very far. We have a really nice rough cut at this stage, and we're actually doing a crowdfunding campaign to do the last push, and hopefully. Oh, gosh. Hopefully April. Let's say May.
May.
Yeah. I mean, we extended the...
I mean, you've got to get it right. You've got to get it perfect. I mean, let's say someone wanted to find out more about this film and donate to it. Where would they find it?
That would be the usual social media sources. Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter now.
Or just, and the name? On
and the... The Mayor's Race? The Mayor's Race documentary, I think it is?
Yeah, we haven't finished that one. I mean, basically, it's called The Mayor's Race.
Okay.
It was called After the Dream up until about 2 weeks ago.
How come you changed it?
And it was called something else even before that. Why did we change it? Why did we change it? I liked After the Dream. What was your problem with that, Lorraine? Lorraine's from Berlin, by the way.
Yes, I'm from Berlin. I'm not from here. I think it did not fully capture the whole thing. After the Dream. It was called After the Dream because Marvin is very much inspired by various icons, specifically Martin Luther King as well. Mm-hmm. And we were saying After the Dream because obviously that was in the 60s, so we were looking at post-racial times, I think The Mayor's Race just sums it up so much better.
It was also tied to Martin Luther King's dream, which, as Paul Stevenson will always remind you, is that his speech was made on that big I Have a Dream speech was made on the 28th of August 1963. So when there was a million people marching in Washington on that day, in Bristol on that same day, In the Bristol Post, there was a little, tiny little article saying, the colour bar is over. And the colour bar being over referred to 3 months of campaigning against a ban. Was it a ban or a colour bar against black people working on the buses in Bristol?
Oh, wow.
So that was a little civil rights campaign in Bristol, which actually impacted on civil rights legislation in the UK. And that was, like, I guess, a very modest expression of civil rights in the UK in relation to the stuff and rubbish they had to deal with in the States.
Yeah.
God, 'cause I guess Bristol's always been a little bit of a outlier in certain things, and the whole, you mentioned it to me earlier, this bus boycott thing, it just sounds mad. So what time was the space? Sorry, what period?
That was 63.
1963.
Okay. Is when the film's going to be set in that era?
No, as I said, Marvin is the main narrative line. He started in 2012.
Okay. So
you have the whole campaign bit, but then you have, you know, him meeting up. He's actually in the film. He's actually sitting in the radio station in Ujima radio station. With Clayboy interviewing the both of them, talking about black city leaders. And so it does that little excursions to, you know, let's have a look of what was Bristol like in the 60s. Let's have a look at what was Bristol like in the 80s, you know, when the riots happened.
A real journey.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then in the end it will be, let's have a look at what is Bristol like today, and looking at the Somali community as well. When it comes to poverty, so there's a lot in it.
Yeah, well, you should mention the Somali community, because actually, Hibak, you are what's your title? Like, you're a counsellor in Bristol, right? And I've heard you feature in this film, and you were the first Somalian. What was the title again? Sorry, I've completely forgotten.
Counsellor.
Okay, first Somali counsellor. Just checking
in
the facts.
City, right?
So you've seen a snippet of this film. What do you think so far?
Well, I think it's really interesting for me to see the film because, as Lorraine and Rob know, I got elected in 2013 and Marvin ran to be the mayor of Bristol in 2012, and then he also ran again in 2016. So,
do you know him?
Yeah, we're good friends, and you know, I was helpful in the campaign in 2012 and then also again in 2016, and it's just so amazing to go through all the experiences that entailed, and then today have a situation where Marvin is actually the mayor of Bristol. But of course it feels like when you're part of the journey you've almost forgotten about everything that happened. You know, you've forgotten about the meetings at his house that Rob was at, where we're sat down all with cups of teas and piece of papers thinking how are we going to, you know, orchestrate winning all these votes from right across Bristol, within the Labour Party. How are we going to secure the Labour candidacy for Marvin when he lost in 2012? And obviously a lot of Labour Party members in Bristol were thinking, you know, he lost in 2012 and we gave him the chance to be our candidate. We're not going to risk losing again and let him be our candidate this time. And how do you kind of fight against that narrative and actually show that Marvin is a really, really special candidate and he should be given as many chances as he needs in order to become the mayor of Bristol? And thankfully, you know, it took the second chance and he's now the mayor. But the thing is, if it wasn't for Lorraine and if it wasn't for Rob being really close to Marvin and being there at all the different opportunities, whether it's sort of big rallies with hundreds of people there or whether it's about just being at home with him when he's not feeling really super confident that this is all going to come off. You know, he's still an individual, still a human being with a tree. Yeah, absolutely. And they documented all of that just in the most beautiful way. And the thing is, I can't wait for everyone to see this film because you just realise how much goes into it. It's blood, sweat and tears. And aside from Marvin, I see loads of my other colleagues in the film, some of which have aged.
All of which hopefully have aged. If not, we want some of what
they're having. I think some have aged more than others. But I think it's just like this massive, it's like, as Lorraine said earlier on, it's almost like watching Marvin and these characters grow in this film. It's so incredible. I'm so grateful that they took the time to do this, not just for the people that are involved in it, but also you've got to think 20 years from now, I think this film's going to be a real iconic film for Bristol that's going to define Bristol on the world stage. It's so powerful, in not just in terms of the work that they've done being special, but also the time and the context in which it sits. So it's going to be something that will outlive all of us, and I'm just so grateful to them.
Okay. We definitely need to get on that crowdfunding now, don't we? I can't wait to see it.
Have to get
Our PR manager from
now
on.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want a job?
Yeah, one lift.
No, it's
I'm not PRing it. I'm being totally honest.
I've only just seen it.
You've only seen a snippet of it? It's not even full.
Exactly 18 minutes.
And if you're already 18 minutes and you're already, you know, it sounds so beautiful. So how much more do you have to do?
What do we have to do? We have to go back and make it really nice. So we do have the scenes and you can watch something. It's too long now. We have to chop it down. We have to make nice transitions. Do color correction, do sound correction, these kind of things, and then.
But you've got
the voice
rights
storyline.
Yeah. Rights clearance is going to be a big issue because you will see a lot of archive material of the 60s, of the 80s, some radio snippets, news snippets. These kind of things have to.
Have you ever seen Making a Murderer? Okay, well, it just jumps to mind. And God, sorry, completely different kind of theme.
I heard about it.
It's an amazing Netflix series where they kind of follow this trial through time, and it's amazing. It's so much more captivating when it's set in a kind of documentary way, and you can almost, you know, as Hivak said, you're growing with the person, and you feel what they're feeling, and that's, you know, that's one of my favourite ways a film is made, so I'm really excited to see it.
Have you seen Boyhood?
No, let's not talk about Boyhood. Oh, God. Yeah. I hated that film. I'm so sorry.
Wait, why did you hate Boyhood?
I'll get into it.
Okay, we'll
sidetrack. It's very fussy, is Lorraine. It seems
I am.
Very fussy director, to be honest. You're like, let's do this. She's like, nope, I don't like it. It's, and you know, somewhere, whether it's about deciding a title, whether it's about choosing which shot to go in or this or that, it's like, if she's pleased, then it should at least be okay.
Yeah,
I'm like,
perfection.
So fussy.
How did you guys meet, by the way? Because it sounds like a very long-term project.
It was. How did we meet? We met at
Paul Stevenson and Tony Benn's book signing.
Yeah.
Were you there back at the time? Don't remember if Hivak was there or not. 2011, maybe?
It was 2011. I came to Bristol to study, to do a master course, and then I didn't know anybody. My friend took me to. She said, you know, Tony Benn was still alive at that time.
He was, yeah.
And he's good friends with Paul Stevenson. And she said, look, there's a book launch. Come and, well, book launch doesn't sound that exciting, but I didn't have any friends, so you go along. And then I found out about Paul Stevenson, about the Bristol bus boycott, and I was really excited anyway about, you know, all the civil rights in the U.S. And I was like, we have a European version of it. You know, it actually happened here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right.
And Rob was there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell you what, I will leave that, the rest of that story, because right now we are going to go into a quick song. And this is Samsa, Chorus Ends.